Good evening, everybody. This first poem is called Fritz Was a Meat Lover. The principal page five teachers. We soon-to-be retirees reveled in our importance. Maybe we would be photographed or given an award. I was glad I had worn a purple suede suit, a Chanel scarf, and alligator pumps. The principal closed the door and told us that we were chosen to run with the drug-sniffing dogs down the halls to search the students' lockers for drugs. I was given a German shepherd named Fritz, incensed by the situation. He snorted, barked, and raced down the hall, dragging me behind him. I ran out of my shoe. Someone handed it to me as I rounded the bend. One of my students peered through the glass, saw me dart past, and shouted, "Oh, wow, there goes Mrs. Pasinski." Fritz leapt at three lockers. Policemen took down the locker numbers, called the school office, and waited for the students to take a perp walk down the hall. Students slunk to the office. The principal, vice principal, and counselors searched the lockers in front of the students, holding up a submarine sandwich and three smashed pieces of pepperoni pizza. Three snowy owlets shiver on an icy branch, feathering the wind. Are there polkas in paradise? I remember the fire hall weddings. People pay $1 to dance with the bride. Stuffed cabbages steam in stainless steel pans. The cookie table winds around the hall. Kids run around, spill pop on their stiffly ironed white shirts, hide under tables to eat candy, and throw each other around the dance floor. Uncle Pete sits at the bar drinking and smoking a cigar. "Well, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me," rocks the room. Aunt Irene taps her toes to Eddie Stashevsky and the Boilermakers, then introduces John to 40-year-old Sophie. The beer takes over, and shy people polka like bohemians in a meadow. Red-faced men loosen their ties and wipe the sweat from their temples. The bride throws her bouquet, and 15 bride wannabes, in their most ladylike leaps, crash down on each other's heads to retrieve it. I hear a polka 40 years later in my car, and I'm a 5-year-old in a velvet dress, spinning in my mother's arms. And this is Beginnings. It's dedicated to my husband, David. You were a half-submerged sun, insisting its way through the hesitance of dawn. Larks singing to a shaded window. Whispers of fire in a canopy of ice. I love gardenias, which symbolize refinement. So this is called The Refinement of Gardenias. Billie Holiday's glory, a white gardenia tucked behind her ear, white whirl floating in the water, single or double flowers, some rose-shaped, others not, fragrant as a Monet garden, a corsage or a lay, blooming best in acidic soil. Set adrift in crystal or ceramic vases, she grieves the end of her 2-day reign, not sweet enough to sweeten the world. Here's to the refinement of gardenias. Their short lives ticking the clock. Their whiteness dazzling our dismal days. 200 species of gardenias skim the water of crystal bowls. White petals standing out like swan's wings trickling water. This is about Istanbul. Boy robed in blue silk. Holds a white feather and weeps, circumcised at noon. Scarf-clad girls rush past the blue mosque, hiding textbooks from hard-eyed clerics. In the spice market, tourists smell and plunge their hands into Istanbul. This is a postcard from Tsingtao, where my father was stationed after World War II. His brother Mike was looking for him, and he tapped him on the shoulder. Postcard from Tsingtao. Long after the 6th Marine Division took the airport at Okinawa, so fast that the Japanese were still landing planes there, long after bouncing in a Higgins boat, praying with his buddies, falling in a hole, coming up wet, seeing his best friend ripped apart and sealing caves from which snipers killed Marines at night, long after the heat and the mosquitoes and the K-rations and the loneliness, Dad sat on a park bench in Tsingtao and read a book. Tapped on the shoulder, he turned to see his brother Mike. "How are you, brother?" Mike asked in Arabic. An embrace, an invitation to lunch on an aircraft carrier. Two Arab American brothers safe in China. The Hollows. This was written when my mother died 10 days before Christmas. I hold on to the day to keep away the night. When late afternoon stiff arms darkness before slipping into the glove of night, I walk into my mother's house alone. The scent of powdered sugar lingers in the air. Red velvet bows adorn a house of silence. I finger the packages under the tree, smiling at a tag which says, "To Louis from Rudolph." I think of the singing telegrams and the hot chocolate. I listen for the carols and the laughter. I hold on to the day to keep away the night. The Christmas lights come on. The lights and darks are everywhere. The ornaments cut me. They're too beautiful for life in the hollows. This is dedicated to David. I made a mistake copying a recipe one night. It called for 1 cup of diced ham, and I wrote down 1 cup of diced man. So I decided to write a poem about it. It's called Everywhere Man. The Beatles sang of Nowhere Man. David is his arch rival, Everywhere Man. History teacher, big game hunter, scuba diver. David is writing poetry. His topics range from Mongol hordes to the Energizer Bunny. The voice which controlled a class is mastering metaphors, holding haiku hostage. The recipe called for 1 cup diced ham. I wrote 1 cup diced man. I disavow dicing David. I will not partition the sky. And this last one is called The Rivers Inside Us. A motorboat skims the Allegheny River. A red leaf on Sycamore Island shakes in the wind. Soothed by the shimmering water, we meet to workshop poetry, to eat lunch. We are surgeons, cutting fat from our poems to find the energy, the truth. We cut verbiage, pairing our voices, polishing our words to reach the cupolas of art. We talk of religion and the state of the world, hearing what matters to our sisters in the word, our sisters in the world. Between the fruit and quiche, friendships deepen. Serenity fills our cups. Comfort sits at the table. All this as the river rolls by.